At this moment, I'd like to officially welcome Blunt Moya into the studio. Welcome to Radio Veritas. Welcome to Soft Options.
Yeah, man. Give thanks for the shout.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man.
So who is Blunt Moya? What is Blunt Moya all about? Your name, is that... Blunt Moya. Is that a name and a surname?
No.
Okay.
That's my... What you call it? It's my... nickname / brand / you know.
Okay.
Blunt come from my poetry days.
Mm-hmm.
As a poet.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Moya is my daughter's name.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So it's Blunt
Moya. Wow. So yes, who is Blunt? Where are you from? What are you all about?
Yo, Blunt Moya is I'm from Pretoria.
Mabu Pain in the
shout
house.
To the hood.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a visual artist. I'm a poet. I'm a filmmaker. You know, so.
So I can say you are an artist extraordinaire.
I'm an artist.
You are an artist.
Yeah,
That's the source of inspiration for art. Where did it all come from?
Yo, that's a difficult question, eh?
No.
Yeah, like way. Okay, let's say for instance with regards to photography, I don't know where that came from.
Mm.
You know, I took a friend of mine had a fashion show,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, man, I need a photographer for the show. I was like, hey, man, I'm your guy. I'll do it. You know, and at that time I had never
even touched the camera,
DSLR camera, like ever. You know, when they took images, they saw the picture, like, yo, this look nice. You know, you must. Keep on doing this.
And how long ago was this?
That was 3 years ago.
Three years ago?
Yeah.
Only three years ago. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be turning three this year, November, December.
As a photographer?
As a photographer, yeah.
I want to go deep.
I want to go a bit deep
in terms of photography. Photography, there's people who study it. There's people who go... I know it's part of a subject called tertiary. I remember there was photojournalism...
Yeah,
something like that. So did you, from that moment, as you did your first photography job, did you take it upon yourself to learn more about the craft, or you just took it as the day came?
I took it upon myself to learn the craft,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't go to school for it.
Oh.
You know? So I learned from my peers. I learned from... Cats like Bo Ken Kutso, Ayanda Zungu, cats like Bo Tisi Maila,
mm-hmm.
you know, those were the cats who were in the game before me, you know, and they inspired me to just like, yo, man, keep pushing. And then I never looked back from there.
You know, when I asked you your source of inspiration, from where it all began, like where that spark just came in.
Sa photography or sa...
Everything in art. You say you're an artist. So maybe we can go back.
Now you want me to tell these people how old I am, you know?
Does it even matter?
But like on the real, I think with the art, I used to rap a lot.
Okay.
Back in the day. So in the school days, I was called Castro, you know, from the Outlaws Tupac.
Oh, yes. Oh, all right. Wow. You've been in the game. Yeah.
So, I got into that, and around 2001-2, I linked up with Forbidden Thought,
mm-hmm.
and then Forbidden Thought introduced me to poetry. And then from 2001, I was strictly just into poetry, like full on, until around 2006-07, then I started getting into, what you call it, graphic design.
Wow.
Tried that a bit, and yeah, and then photography came into the scene.
So everything just happens gradually, Kawena, from songwriting, from you being a rapper to you transcending into becoming...
I think it was more of a journey, you know. I had to go through what I went through to end up being where I am now, you know. Like now I feel that photography is that calling, you know.
So now, strictly, this is what Blunt Moya is about, photography. Strictly.
Still do everything else?
Yeah.
But photography is the hustle now.
Oh, like so photography is like the main event.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we even move to the main topic I want us to discuss, you grew up born and bred Gomabupan?
No, Born and bred ko Garankuwa Zone 4 original.
Garankuwa.
Garankuwa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The guy who took you in the studio just now, Tatum Kwenelena, he's a Garankuwa guy. Le no evidence and say
yeah, he looks familiar.
Yeah, I was Zone 4 there as well.
I've got a Tlakosaki.
Okay, okay. So, Nekwa Tosema, from there, those days on, your earlier days.
My early days.
Around 10, 11, 12, or maybe just. You as a youngster?
Me as a youngster, football player.
Oh, yeah, your aspirations, man. Yes.
Yeah, I played football for Juventus FC, Garankuwa.
Evan, what else have you not done?
I tried breakdancing, but I was too scared, man. So, yeah, Garankuwa, and then around 1997 that I moved from Garankuwa
to Mabopane.
Yeah,
right.
So I've been there ever since.
Now, Plant,
yeah, man.
I gave you life.
Ooh, hello.
I gave you life. You know that statement
on its own,
it's so profound, it's deep, it hits home.
Yeah.
What is I gave you life? What's your whole aim or purpose with it? Where did it come from? The brainchild? What? Just fill us in more. What is I gave you life?
The idea came because I wanted to do an exhibition. Okay, maybe before I get into this one.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did my first solo exhibition called The Suitcase.
Okay.
Which was basically for women, you know, with regards to their women issues, mm-hmm. body issues, and so forth. And then after that, I was like, you know what, I need to do something, or I want to do something for mothers, you know, as a whole. I mean, without them, we are nowhere. There's no us without them.
True.
You know? And then the name just popped into my head, I gave you life. And then I took it from there and started doing, I asked on my Facebook page, like, yo, if you are a mother, you know mothers,
mm-hmm.
please let me know so I can take images of them and hear their stories. Because society as a whole and males and even other females don't know what mothers go through. You know, the minute one realizes they're pregnant, mm-hmm. until they give birth, even after they've given birth, you know what I mean? I mean, you get into being pregnant as just a woman, you get out as now being a mother.
Yeah, you're transformed now from that woman
automatically,
to yes.
Everything about you will change.
Hmm.
You know, your emotional views of things will change, your mental will change, your physical will change, you know, because you are no longer focusing just on you. There's someone else
you need to take care of. Wow.
Into, you get what I mean? So I gave you life was, it was basically more, it's basically a platform for women and for mothers, you know, to speak about their experiences as mothers, you know, how they did not get proper treatment at the hospital.
Mm.
They went through 23 hours of labor, those type of things, the cesareans, you know, the labor pains,
mm-hmm,
the cravings, mm-hmm, you know, magwinyaga achali,
the works,
yeah,
yes.
The works, man. So it was more about that, and also I didn't just want to focus on young black women.
Mm-hmm.
In the series, I shot almost everyone. Hey, I have like mothers who are like 60 years old.
Oh, okay.
I have youngins as young as 20. You know, I have blacks, there's whites.
There's so everybody.
There's everybody there, yeah. Because the journey might be different, but the experience is the same.
It's the same. Wow. It's quite interesting. This comes from Mutamun now, you know, from a man.
Yeah,
and then
brother.
You get to look at that perspective that way, from a male's perspective.
From a male's perspective. Yeah.
So it's amazing. It's amazing because you hardly ever get that. I don't think I've heard, because all of these movements, it's always, you know, when
women for women,
especially for women empowerment. So you coming in as a man, what have been the challenges you've been posed coming with such an initiative and then with a man's perspective, but looking at it from a whole spectrum? Yeah, boom, me.
Funny enough, it's been positive vibes through and through. Like, there hasn't been any negative
mm-hmm.
views or negative comments, you know? And the support that I've been getting, more so from fellow men, you know, and saying, hey, man, we see what you're doing. And also the mothers and the women in general, you know, when they speak to me, they're like, yo, what you have done in 1, 2, 3 has changed my life or has touched me in a certain way. So that on its own humbles me and shows me that at least you're going, you're on the right path. You get what I mean? I mean, it's one point if I do something, but then I don't touch anyone, you know? So if I was able to touch a few or more,
one person at a time.
That is just it. That is just it.
It's amazing. Amazing story you have there. The time now, it's 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Blunt Moya is in studio. We are discussing I Gave You Life. This is in conjunction or in correlation with the event that's coming on Sunday, which is Mother's Day. It is 15 minutes before 4, right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. Radio Veritas. We'll be back after the song break. Alicia Keys with Superwoman. And you are still tuned in to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. We are available on 576 on medium wave or AM. We are also available on DSTV, the audio bouquet section of it, on channel 870. You can also stream us live on www.radioveritas.co.za. The time now is 10 to 4. I'm still hanging out with Blunt Moya, and we are still discussing I Gave You Life. Man, I'm checking out the images. This is something you did last year in November.
I started shooting.
Yeah,
I think I shot for until the second week of the actual exhibition that I was shooting. So I exhibited about 100 images.
And this is the images you have, you've brought in studio here.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? We'll take pictures right after we are done, and then we'll post them on our Facebook page so that, you know, people, our listeners get to see
the
incredible job that you've done with these images.
Give thanks, brother.
I can't even describe what how do you even begin to describe your work, like that picture that we're checking out right
that
now.
One. Oh. Let me, I'm just gonna tell you, okay, the masses at home won't see, but with this image, the sister, when she came through to the studio, she said to me, you know, Blunt, when you said you want to do a project for mothers, I felt the need for me to be there. She's like, okay, talk to me. And then she says to me, my sister says I'm disgusting. Like, when I take off my clothes in front of my sister, she says I'm disgusting. And because of my stretch marks, because of how my belly looks. And the first thing that I said to her, like, can I see? You know? And then once I saw, and then that image got into my head, I'm like, I just need your tummy. Because that's where life happened. That's where your change actually happened.
So with people you took these images with, how was the whole experience, the whole shoot? How were they feeling? I can guess maybe there was some sort of when people feel, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Shy.
Yeah, you know, a bit inferior. Was there?
Self-conscious.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
Losa, thank you, Neil. Thank you, Mr. Corey.
Yeah, initially, some of them, when it came through, they were super, super nervous, super self-conscious. But then I made them aware that at the end of the day, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than everyone. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And you agreed, for you, for the fact that you agreed to be part of this, it means already you are shying away from being too self-conscious. You get what I mean? Because now a lot of people are too self-conscious. One wouldn't go to the beach and wear a bikini because she looks like that. So she'll go to the beach, but up in a gown type thing, you know? And eventually, even after the initial exhibition, the mothers came and said, you know, this has changed the way that I view myself, you know? And the way that I accept what people say about me. In a way, it was a positive vibrations.
A confidence booster as well.
In a way, a confidence booster in a way.
So moving on, what's from now? What's next? What's next for you? What's next for Blunt Moya? What's next for I Gave You Life, the whole initiative?
Yo, the plan with I Gave You Life is for it to tour the country.
Okay.
That is the main focus now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also want to go into villages, you know, do the same thing with villages, do the same thing in super expensive, luxurious urban areas.
Okay.
In the townships, do the same shoots, but now you're looking at people who have zero money, zero social and healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and people who have everything. Just
so it's the best of both worlds.
Just to show that you can have the money, you might not have the money, but the birth and the pregnancy,
the whole process
is the same.
Hmm.
You get what I mean? And on Mother's Day, I'm showcasing it again because I showcased it last month
mm-hmm.
on the 8th of April.
On the 8th of April.
On the 8th of April, yeah. That was the opening.
Oh,
so on
okay.
Sunday, I'm showcasing it again, this time to celebrate mothers.
So is this, will it be annual? Will it be a monthly event or exhibition? I mean, yeah.
Yo, because at the moment, I Gave You Life will be an annual thing. It's going to happen annually. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. And also pushing for it to travel the country and other townships for the rest of this year, you know, while I'm also working on other projects, because I have two more exhibitions coming through before the end of the year.
And then sponsorship-wise, to pull off an exhibition of this magnitude, and I'm looking at those images because it's top quality.
With no funds, my brother.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was done with no. It was done with help from friends, you know, but no initial big sponsorship. Says, yo, man, can we do? Can we help? And how can we help? Because now, the breakdown of how I do exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
it's not just about you coming into the venue and look at the images, you know.
Okay.
I incorporate poetry. You know, I've worked with cats like Claire Tosten. You know, Black Jackalas Blood. I've worked with cats like Bo, Zita Makheta, Kauhelo. Those are the people who puts the words into the images.
Mm.
And then I also have theater plays, you know?
Wow.
And then there's also music. So we give you a whole body experience instead of you just coming in and looking at the pictures.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this coming Sunday,
go Mabopane, Block UX, Home Lounge. I'm showcasing I Gave You Life again. Bring your mother, bring your auntie, bring your girlfriend, bring the kids, you know?
It's a family thing
because at the end of the day, it's about the mother and the kids, you know? So let's celebrate our mothers and let's celebrate mothers to our kids.
Wow. Any entrance fee or is it?
Entrance fee is 30 rands
and
cooler bags is 50 rands as well. So we're going to have a nice, chill, proper, artsy Sunday.
Okay, please, the venue once again?
Home Lounge.
Home Lounge, yeah. Komabupani.
Go UX.
UX Komabupani, and that's in Pretoria.
That's
in
Pretoria.
30 rands gets you in.
Yes, sir.
So for more information, how can they get in touch with you?
Yo, on Facebook is Blunt Moya. Facebook page, Blunt Moya Photography. Instagram at Blunt Moya.
Mm-hmm. They don't have any number to dial.
If you want to call, it's 061-907-4762.
Yeah. 061-907-4762.
Yeah, it's
really against us. And I'd really like to get in more and discuss more about your whole initiative, because I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm going to bring it to Soweto soon.
Most definitely. But unfortunately, we have to end it right here. And thank you so much for coming through and, you know, opening our eyes, some of us on...
Yeah, give thanks for the platform, brother.
Most definitely. It had to take a man for you to come up with such a phenomenal initiative.
I'm humbled, yo.
Yo, so big ups to you and all the best moving forward with the tremendous job that you are doing.
Thank you, sir.
Goodness gracious, that was Blunt Moya representing I Gave You Life. Like I said, we'll take pictures here in studio and some of the images that he has brought in, and we'll post it on our Facebook page because, it looks so, so, so amazing. Time now, it's 2 minutes before the top of the hour. Mr. Neil Coley is still...